light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Our Mother Earth, her mantle green, lay ripened, seeded, and at rest. She yearned to nurture all to life, providing nourishment and nest. So God unbounded, uncontained, ordained the oceans teem with life, and bid the skies be filled with flight. With fish and fowl the world was rife. These each were blessed, and both deemed good. God urged them, mate and multiply. Thus life would ever be increased, and God in all be glorified. With song and plumage soaring flight, birds blazoned forth God's gifts so free, while sea life fathomless and feared reflected dark God's mystery. Thus evening came and morning came, the fifth day filling air and sea, life overflowing and outpoured, depends upon diversity. Amen. Let praise resound from the birds of the air, the sea and its creatures roar with joy. Alleluia, praise Adonai. Sing praise from the heavens above. Sing praise from the heights of the mountains. All angels and spirits, sing praise. Sing praise, O sun and moon. Sing praise, O glittering stars. Sing praise, O galaxies of the universe. Sing praise, O cosmos of creation. Praise the name of the One whose word invited you to be, establishing the pattern of creation, wanting us all to be free. Let praise resound from the earth, from oceans and creatures of the sea, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that hear the word. All mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, beasts both wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing, princes and judges, rulers and citizens, all men and women, elders and children. Together sing praise to the Holy, to the One whose praise is exalted, to the name beyond all names, whose splendor fills heaven and earth. For love gives strength to the people, shares glory with all the faithful, welcoming us as companions, teaching us how to sing praise. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let praise resound from the birds of the air. The sea and its creatures roar with joy. A reading from the book of Genesis. Then God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on the earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of crawling living creatures with which the water teems, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, and fill the water of the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, and morning followed, the fifth day. Ah, gentle God, you are so lovely in your creatures. How exceedingly beautiful and ravishing you must be in yourself. Ah, gentle God, you are so lovely in your creatures. How exceedingly beautiful and ravishing you must be in yourself. Praise and honor be to the unfathomable richness that is in you. How exceedingly beautiful and ravishing you must be in yourself. Ah, gentle God, you are so lovely in your creatures. How exceedingly beautiful and ravishing you must be in yourself. Jesus went about proclaiming the good news and curing sickness and disease among the people. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus went about proclaiming the good news and curing sickness and disease among the people. Alleluia. for ornithologists, ichthyologists, bird watchers, and all who explore the beauty and wonder of birds, fish, and other forms of sea life. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve fish and other forms of sea life, especially those striving to preserve endangered species through the development of sustainable fishing practices, and to improve and restore oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve poultry and other birds, especially those striving to develop sustainably integrated practices and to improve and restore their natural habitats. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and urban jungles from experiencing the incredible beauty, diversity, liveliness, and songs of the birds, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all the sea creatures and winged birds themselves, whose praise of God that has been sounding for hundreds of millions of years is threatened with extinction by the human destruction of their habitats and the toxins produced by consumerism and greed. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creatures live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.